Imagine you're an art detective, and your task is to explore the mysteries behind the world's most famous paintings. I'm talking about works from Da Vinci, Michelangelo, Picasso. So, grab your magnifying glass, as this journey is about to begin. First off on your list is Rome. After enjoying delicious pasta, you head to the Sistine Chapel, home to the world's most famous ceiling. Oh, and you know how they say Michelangelo painted the frescoes lying down? This is just a myth. Actually, the painter created a complex system of platforms that allowed him to paint standing. You're checking out the Creation of Adam, that fresco in the middle. The Italian artist Michelangelo, the author of this masterpiece, was widely known for his study of human anatomy. Art experts argue that the right part of the painting is an anatomically correct depiction of an enlarged brain. To proof check this, you try overlapping a picture of the organ and the artwork. It seems to be a match. The cerebellum, the optic nerve, and the pituitary gland are all there. Even the floating green scarf thingy appears to match the vertebral artery. Some researchers think it was Michelangelo's way of depicting knowledge and wisdom, but you have to sleep on it to decide what you think. Moving on, you catch a train and arrive in Florence. Time for a quick gelato break, then straight to the Accademia Gallery. One of art's most celebrated sculptures is waiting for you inside, Michelangelo's David. David is a 17-foot-tall marble wonder. It was carved for about 3 years. The mystery surrounding it is to figure out the statue's true expression. Looking at him from below, you'll think his face is serene and peaceful. But art historians argue that this work was largely misunderstood. Apparently, his body hides a very different story. Take a closer look, and you'll notice his brows are frowning, and the veins in his arms are popping out. That doesn't look too relaxed, does it? Michelangelo's idea was to depict David right before an important confrontation. So maybe he wasn't all that serene after all.
I have a very special mission for you. There's a robber who steals famous paintings from galleries across the globe. The police all over the world have been looking for the paintings, which the robber hides in different places. The police have managed to find the first secret place. Each painting is stored in a chest with its replica generated by AI. You can only take out one painting, and after you take it out, the chest will blow up together with the remaining painting. So, you have to choose carefully and recognize the original work of art at first glance.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Here's the first chest. It stores The Scream by Edvard Munch, and it's a replica. Which one is the original? This is the original. Now it's The Starry Night by Vincent van Gogh. Can you recognize the original? It's this one. Did you get it right? In the next chest, you'll find the famous Mona Lisa, painted by Leonardo da Vinci. You'll probably recognize this one easily, but the replica is very realistic. So keep your eyes wide open. Yes, this is the one and only Mona Lisa. It goes back to the Louvre now. In the fourth chest, there's another famous artwork by Vincent van Gogh, Café Terrace at Night. Can you spot the original one? Here's the original. Have you saved the correct one? And now it's time for the last painting in the discovered batch. It's The Old Fisherman, a painting by a Hungarian artist. Which painting should we save? This is the one. Congratulations, Woo-hoo! And thank you for your help.
You pay a visit to the famous Uffizi Gallery. Many famous paintings are hosted by this museum, but you're checking out Botticelli's Primavera, or Spring. This artwork is mysterious from the get-go. Experts can't say the exact year it was commissioned. It remained untitled for years, until the painter Giorgio Vasari finally came up with a name for it. Usually, when critics and viewers admire this painting, they focus on the figures in the foreground. But in this case, the actual work lies in that Botticelli painted over 46 different plant species with almost identical precision. And, oh, in the painting overall, these plant figures are repeated over 200 times. Unbelievable! I'd say the last visits were full of impressions, weren't they? Ready to keep going? A plane ride later, you arrive in Paris, the City of Lights, Barrés, and the famous Mona Lisa. You go through the Museum du Louvre and come to Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece, La Gioconda. There are many theories regarding this work of art, and you dive into some of them. A strong case has been made that the Mona Lisa could be a self-portrait of da Vinci himself. Historians have thoroughly compared da Vinci's face and that of the Mona Lisa. And guess what? They appear to be strikingly similar. Oh, and then there's the smirk theory. Dentist and art expert Joseph Bartowski claims to have discovered the secret behind Mona Lisa's smirk. He says her tight facial expression is a typical indication of someone who lost their front teeth. Could it be so? Also, in 2010, the Italian Committee for Cultural Heritage found a collection of symbols hidden in the painting. These are only visible through highly technological magnifying lenses, but they showed that Leonardo inscribed an LV inside Mona Lisa's right eye. Experts guess that this is da Vinci's signature, but the other symbols, a CE in the left eye and a 72 in the arch of the background bridge, are still very mysterious. Phew, you covered a lot of ground on this one. Ah, of course, at the end of your visit, remember to test if her eyes really follow you around. Now you're headed to Amsterdam to check out the Rijksmuseum. You came to see a specific Rembrandt painting that hides a mysterious story. The Night Watch is one of Rembrandt's most famous paintings, but experts argue that the name of the painting and its content are mismatched. Let's take a closer look. The painting depicts a large group ready to embark on a mission. Rembrandt's technique is called chiaroscuro, highlighting the contrast between light and shade. Until 1947, art critics believed the painter was depicting a nighttime scene. But when the painting was cleared of a thick dust layer, it became clear that the scene was happening in broad daylight, with the sun streaming down from the top left. Now, it's too late to change its name to the Day Watch.
Ever wondered if you're a musical genius? With this test, you'll be able to figure out if you're the new Mozart or if you're in desperate need of some music lessons. Grab your headphones and good luck! For starters, we'll be measuring your pitch knowledge. If you're the type of person that sings out of tune to your favorite songs, you'll learn a lot from this. But if you're pitch perfect, well then just go join a musical already! You'll hear two notes played one after the other. Can you tell if the second note is lower or the same as the first one? If you said it was lower, then you're right. A couple more points and you could join Taylor Swift's crew on tour, huh? The next notes may be a little more high-pitched, but can you tell if the second note is higher or lower than the first? Did you say higher? Then you got it right. Okay, so this one will get a tiny bit harder. You'll hear two notes separated by a 5-second gap. Can you tell if they're the same or different?
Yep, they're the same. I have to say, I like where this is going. For this next round, you'll hear a chord and a note. If you don't know the difference between the two, just keep in mind that a chord is made up of multiple notes. We'll need you to tell us if you think this chord and this note will go well together, or if they clash with each other. I'd say they go really well together, right? Congratulations! You made it through the first part of this test without giving up. That sure says something about you, huh? But before we move on to the second part, let's bring some sound-related trivia. What's the animal with one of the highest hearing capabilities? If you said it's a moth, then you got it right. These little ones can hear up to 300 kilohertz. And you've made it to the second round. This time, we're testing your producer skills. Like any good musical producer, you need to master harmonies. So, right now, you'll hear a scale and a note. We need you to assess if this scale and this note will match well together, or if they don't fit at all. Here it goes. I'd say they do match, right? Moving on, let's talk about melody. What is a melody, you might ask? Technically speaking, it's a combination of pitch and rhythm. Popularly speaking, it's the catchy tune that stays in your head for days on end. For this part, you'll hear a chord followed by a melody. Can you tell if both of them fit together, or if they sound totally terrible? Oh my gosh, I've never heard anything worse in my life! Just kidding, of course I have. But the answer is no, they don't fit together. Okay, this one is the same as before. Does this melody fit with the chord? Or do they clash? Oh, much better now. They do fit together, right? Good for you! You've just completed the second part of this complex test. I'm hoping you got most of the answers right. What do you say? By your results so far, are you going to be the next Harry Styles or Olivia Rodrigo? I hope so. For this bonus round, we're going to talk about tonality. There are two main types of tonalities in Western music, major and minor. Major scales and chords sound open and lively, and they're used to convey happy emotions, while minor scales and chords sound closed and dark. An artist uses this tonality when they want you to feel a sadder emotion. So, for this round, you'll hear a chord followed by a short melody, just like we were doing before. But this time, I need you to tell me if this sample is a major or a minor tonality. Here it goes! Wait, is that a sample from an Adele song? It's definitely a minor tonality, right? It conveys a sadder, more intense feel to it. Okay, let's move on, shall we? Listen to this sample and tell us if you think it's a major or minor tonality. Ah, this sounds happy, so major it is. Since we're here testing for musical geniuses, this next round will get a lot tougher. You see, musical melodies have something musicians call dissonance and consonance. You can think of it as a question and an answer. This is an example of a question. While this would sound more like an answer.
while one part of the melody goes up and the other seems to go down, right? Okay, geniuses, listen to this melody and tell us, does this sound like a question or an answer? Yikes, this was hard. If you said it sounded like an answer, then you nailed it, Beethoven.
That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.